Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast.
Kids, Norvazi Podcast, powered by 104.4 FM. It's your boy C.O. McClain.
One time for P-Fine.
Shout out to Shy Boogie. Shout out to Merciless God Maker. Shout out to Ash B. Shout out to Petty. Shout out to E-Class.
Gunshot.
Gunshot. Let's give some gunshots for that. That's not a gunshot. That my bad. That was a bomb.
Come on.
I'm going to do the gunshot.
Engineer.
See, I had to intertwine the bomb with the gunshot. You feel how that worked?
It was violent. Do it again.
Look. Ah. See that? See
we'll
how that works?
We'll take it.
Shout out to K-Digital in the building. Shout out to my man Josh in the building. The two cameramen got the two angles and shit going good. We looking good, guys. Everything good. I know the people that's listening can't really see it, but you just got to visualize with us when you are listening that the two cameramen.
I mean, we sound good, so good. We look good.
That's facts.
Just go with it.
That's facts. You got Sydney in the building. Let's get some gunshots for Sydney. Sydney in the building. You know what I'm saying?
And she fine, too.
Hey, listen. We
I'm just throwing that
gotta watch out for P-Fine.
I mean,
P-Fine love woman.
I love what I love.
Shit. Okay. Hey, yo, man. We got a very special guest in the building with us later on today. He go by the name of Young G. He got a song right out called Big Blunts with Stunner for Vegas. Hey. You know what I'm saying? He'll be in the building.
Full time.
Him with his manager, Mustard. You know, Mustard, he was on when we first started. He was he came through.
I remember, but I just have to be honest. When I first read Mustard, I was like, oh,
you thought DJ Mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, that's coming up next.
Let me go in there and get... Throw my pitch at him. Let me get a motherfucking
shoot your shot.
Like you high ordering from the ice cream. So let me get a motherfucking
what is that? Yeah. Motherfucking what? What is that?
Whatever the fuck comes after
What is I don't know.
It
Do
depends.
Y'all know what's I don't know what's
It depends.
What is
This is when you ordering something.
What?
Move on.
Okay. Hot topics. Shout out to Ashby.
Hot topics.
Yeah, hot topics. Yeah. That
if
that.
They were here, they would tell you not to do that.
I know they would, but they not here.
Sorry, Ash. So my girl is not here, and I miss y'all. I'm over here by myself. My lady's not here. I'm gonna hold it down. She likes to start sour. And did you just flush the
I did.
We like, well, she likes to start off sour and then end on a high note.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go in the order that she sent these in because you know.
Okay. Did she just send it in the order?
I'm
I don't know.
Go in the order that she sent it in because it looks like it's gloomy to sunny.
Okay, and then going.
You
all right.
Got the same thing up that
yes.
I got.
Okay.
Hey.
Let's rock out.
So this story, and Ash, you know, I will fuck up the hot topics. I'm gonna do my best.
Oh,
but boxer Patrick Day passes away from brain injuries
four days
after. Condolences to him because that's sad.
Yeah, that's sad. I read that story.
That's sad. But then that for me that poses the question: like, are these matches getting a little too dangerous?
I mean, it's boxing, and they.
I mean, I understand it's boxing, but at the same time, that was his last fight.
Right. I mean, they had a thing that came out that said they wanted to see how they could make boxing safer. I mean, the only way you can make that safer is you put on head guards. Obviously, that's the only way, and that's not going to happen in the sport of professional boxing. Maybe, you know, when you're coming up in the ranks training and all that, they wear the head guards, or you make the gloves maybe lighter. I mean, you can't even make the gloves lighter because then you hit harder. I don't know. I'm not big
on boxing. I did watch a fight.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was last week or the week before last.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, he had like a gash over his eye.
Yeah, fucked it up, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, boxing,
and I'm like, he's blinking blood and still trying to damn fight.
I mean, it's a brutal sport. That's what they get paid to do. They get paid to get their head
What back. Makes you wake up one day and say, I want to get my ass beat today?
I mean, no.
For a living.
I mean, I used to box. So you, as a boxer, you think you're going to go and win every single fight. You're not thinking you're going to go get your ass beat. You may just look at your opponent and like, yo, this motherfucker got some hands. I may have to tighten up a little bit. I got to do things a little bit differently. But, you know, it's
but
a sport boxing.
Okay, so since you are a boxer, what made you say, I want to box?
Because
you just have pent-up aggression or?
That too. And I was just nice with the hands. Like, I am. Well, I still am, I feel. I ain't have a fight in a while, so I may be rusty.
No, we gonna have to,
you know what I'm saying?
Put together a little no advisory boxing match.
Oh, y'all want to do that? I fuck all y'all up.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know now. I ain't took a L yet.
Women. I don't hit women, so I'm not slap boxing you. I just probably tap
I don't
you.
Slap
then what I do for you? I just hit you one time to make you know like shit is real, and I will stop.
You know, the last person that said that was like, "Go ahead now, I'm gonna hit you one time and it's gonna be a wrap." Ended up running from me.
Oh shit! I'm scared of you now. All right, gunshot.
Don't be afraid. I'm just saying.
put some gunshots out there. P-Fine will fuck you up.
I will.
All right. Nah, but it's a sad thing, man. I was watching his Instagram and stuff like that. How he's probably, then people were saying that, yo, because it was rescheduled to a certain day. So they were saying that if they didn't do that rescheduling, he'd have probably still been here today. So, I mean, it's a sad story, man. Boxing is a brutal sport. Me, particularly, I don't know how them changing it will make it safer.
But do you think that this will make them...
I mean, you can't...
Reconsider?
Nah, there's no way you can make
a sport
in boxing safer.
What you mean, though? Somebody just died.
I mean, boxers die every day, B. I'm just saying. They do. There's no way you can make it safer. But, you know,
there
prayers up to
can
Patrick
make it
Day.
Safer.
There's no way.
We send our condolences.
Going to Patrick
family.
Day, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Next on the list. Moving on. Aaron Dion, or Dean, my bad, released on bond after being arrested and charged for the fatal shooting of Atiana Jefferson.
Let's flush him down the toilet.
He definitely deserves two flushes.
Yeah, let's flush him down the toilet.
And a clog.
I mean, how he released this dude?
Are you really surprised?
I'm not surprised, no.
So some of the comments that I've been reading is like, wake up, they're hunting us, we need to arm ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like we are on the verge of a civil war?
Fuck a civil war. We are on the verge of a civilian war, just on cops general. Because, I mean, this, and we talked about this, we brushed on it a lot of times, it's the old story, you know, cop shoot civilian, no matter what the race, cop shoot civilian, cop goes to, gets desk job, go to trial, either gets a light sentence or gets off. That's
Or gets,
you know,
hugs on the way to
or
jail.
Or gets hugged or whatever. You know, in this case, I mean, and you know that they had, they put out that it was like the girl had a gun. She said she had a gun in the window. So then they're putting that narrative out there. So make it seem like, okay, he was shot through the window because, he felt threatened because she had a gun in the window.
And for those who are not familiar, by now you should all be familiar with the story. Atiana Jefferson was shot in front of her nephew. She was babysitting her nephew. Mm-hmm. There was a wellness chick called in. That's a non-violent or non-emergency call.
Right.
Why the officer walked up to the house with his gun already drawn. First of all, he didn't even get his complete sentence out before firing shots.
Mind you, he shot outside.
That part.
Right. So... yeah, I mean,
so that officer was released on bond.
Yeah, and it's crazy thing that they allowed him to quit. He wasn't even fired.
No,
so
he
shot up there
able
like, you know what,
resign.
I resign. You know, that's...
But this is like the second situation within, what, like a month or two in Texas?
Yeah, this happened like, yeah.
So
like
Texans
week,
are
weeks.
Like coming out, I'm afraid, I'm scared, I fear for my life. We're not even safe in our home. They're having town meetings.
Right. And to piggyback off that, it's like, where are we safe at, right? Because
nowhere. Not the movies.
Nowhere.
Not at home.
Not
at church.
This is nowhere. We can't even be safe in our own cribs.
Nowhere.
Like,
and like it's prompting me, and not even the conversation started, well, it didn't start here, but not too long ago, everybody's like, you need to educate your black men, educate your sons, educate your nephews, your brothers. Now we have to educate everybody.
Right.
Like I'm having to have conversations with my 5-year-old daughter. Like, baby, if you see a police officer, just do what they say. Don't get sassy. My teenager, oh, she has so much mouth. I have to tell her, like, you got to chill. Don't be talking back. Don't do what you see mama doing.
Right. Yeah,
because I will ask. No, I don't have to show you nothing. I'm that person. But watching this is like, dang, like I kind of want to live to see my children grow up and vice versa. So we have to now change the conversations that we're having at the dinner table.
Right.
But to what? Right. If you can't even sit in your own home and play video games without the fear of being shot down, the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, the narrative definitely has to change. I mean, because, you know, cops are supposed to protect and serve, right? So that was their initial goal when they signed up for the academy.
Yeah,
protect
but their
and serve,
training
but it's not
wasn't protect and serve.
Serve. Right.
It was exterminating
That's
us.
That's it, right. You know what? I want to see if we could... set it up where we could like attend a cop academy training and see what they actually go through.
I would be
you
down
know,
for that.
Obviously, you
as
know they're going to probably...
As long as I can bring my legal piece.
I mean, I don't think nothing going to happen transpire there. Saying. But I think that's something that should be done. I'm going to see if I can make that shake.
I think that would be dope.
That would be dope. You know, no advisory going through.
And maybe they could listen to a few suggestions.
Right. I'm going to see if I can make that shake, man. I'm going to pull some strings.
So piggybacking off of... I'm not even going to say his name anymore. We're going to say her name, Atiana Jefferson's case.
Yes.
NBA baller Harrison Barnes
yeah,
will pay
for
her funeral.
Right. Let's give a round of applause for Harrison Barnes.
I think that's
dope.
Noble.
That's dope. That's dope.
That's noble. So he's agreed to cover all charges, mm-hmm. stepped up to foot the entire bill. And ayo.
What up, Sleazy?
Y'all, one of our honorary members just walked in.
Right.
But him doing that, it makes you feel like maybe there's a little bit of hope. Mm-hmm. I don't think, okay, I'm going to say it. I don't think black people are as harsh as white people. I'm sorry. I think we're more accepting. I think we're more forgiving. Mm-hmm. I think we've had to be that way because we take more hits than any other race in this country.
Right.
But I think when we start to step up and band together, we can get so much more done.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen love starting to slowly return to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Very slowly, even with everything going
through
on.
Through what, though?
Anything.
Okay.
I've seen more youth giving back. I've seen more charitable acts. Even though I'm not 100% in agreement with always posting it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're going to do it, just do it.
Right.
But I'm seeing it more.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me a little bit of hope.
Right. I mean, this is a noble move. I think wasn't it Harrison Barnes and somebody else, though? I know. I read the story.
I don't
story.
Know. All I saw was his name. They were saying on him.
Let me see. Hold on. I know it was somebody else. But anyway, it don't matter who did it. It was a noble move. And I just think that it just shows solidarity between us in the community. You know, that these acts, I mean, granted, they're not going to stop. It's just, you know, we have to come together as a people and we got to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, right? And I say that because I had a thing at my job situation. You know, gotta stand up for what I believe in. Stand up, you know, for what's right is right. So I applaud Harrison Barnes again. I'm giving a round of applause for Harrison Barnes. And I think it was another party involved with it. But, you know, this is good. But it's like, what's the end goal of this, you know?
My statement is not getting ready to be racist. I'm just, white people, y'all got to start speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to stop ignoring this shit. Y'all got to start speaking up. I was watching a news special and the host, it was a Caucasian woman, I don't remember her name, and a black male, and she was more upset than he was, and I appreciated it because I'm like, y'all got to start saying something. This shit is not okay.
Right.
There's not going to be no spin that they can turn on this to justify my eyes, her murder.
Right. And granted, there are, you know, killings all over the world, white, black, Asian, you know, but it just seems like in our community is more heightened.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's always in the news. And
let me tell you something. These new little niggas don't care. So,
nah, they damn sure don't. Yeah. Let's give us a gun.
They don't care.
They bust a nose for real.
They don't care.
For real. They damn sure don't. Yeah, but you know, rest in peace to Atiana Jefferson. Shout out to Harrison Barnes and the other party. I know it's two parties involved. You know, for doing that.
All right, so this next storyline that Ashby sent over, it is a video. So I don't know if she wanted to be queued up for this.
Oh, okay, cue it up. You got it on the thing. We're gonna queue up. Yeah. You want me to play it? I can play it through here. Go ahead.
Okay. So El Chapo's son was arrested and then released after cartel members outnumbered the police to take him back. How you pull up with the gang and say, give me my nigga? And they do it.
All right, let's go to the
order. Forces traded gunfire with heavily armed members of the Sinaloa drug cartel yesterday before taking Ovidio Guzman Lopez into custody. That is the son of the notorious drug kingpin Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo. But under heavy fire, Mexican forces let the younger Guzman go. They say they had to protect lives. Errol Barnett is here. Errol, this unfolded rapidly and violently, and they let him
Pause
go.
That.
What's up
Pause
with that?
That. Listen here, pretty gang. If I get locked up and y'all don't come for me like that to the police station, I'm not fucking with you no more. If y'all don't step up to the plate like El Chapo's son's people did, we can't fuck with each other no more. I don't want to go out to lunch. Ain't no brunch. Ain't no day party. Ain't no night party. Don't tell me about your motherfucking birthday because I don't want to hear it. If y'all don't show me that kind of love, we not fucking with each other.
Yo, wait. Can I rewind that? What'd he say? He said they had to what? Hold on. I got to rewind.
For the safety of the people.
For the safety of the people.
They had to let them go.
Letting
my people go.
Oh, hold on. Bruh. For the safety of the people, they had to let this
cartel guy go.
Yo,
I'm
you know what?
King of the South.
Get a round of applause for El Chapo, man. El Chapo's son.
Crazy.
You know what? But that just goes to show you how much weight his that name hoes. Not even the guy in particular. Just the name.
And not for El TV. Chapo. That shit is in real life.
That shit real life. That shit crazy. Hold on.
Ain't let's, no scripts.
All of this demonstrates it. Just how powerful the Sinaloa drug cartel See? Still is, despite its kingpin being behind bars.
All right. And that was a perfect segue. Just how powerful the guys behind bars is, Sonny. Yo, that shit crazy. Shout out to El Chapo, yo. I want to get to that status one day. Can no advisor get to that status? I'm not talking about the drug cartel.
To where the gang pull up to get us out of jail and we get locked up.
That too. Like, yo man, get some rides for no
Y'all
advisory.
Y'all better ride.
You know what I mean? Fuck that shit.
Y'all better ride.
Go to war for no advisory, man.
Okay. Right. Gunshot to that.
Gunshot.
So I can't. What's the next one? You want to take the next one?
I can't
see it. It's blank on my screen.
It's the marijuana breath test shit.
It was something before that. But I told y'all this was coming. We was talking about marijuana becoming legal and all these pop-up CBD shops. I said, that's just a test out how niggas gonna act with this CBD. But I heard a commercial on the radio like 3 months ago that was saying that driving while high is the same thing as driving while drunk.
It's not. No, who said that?
It was a commercial on the radio.
Hold on. Gotta flush him down the toilet because that is a false narrative. It is not the same thing. Weed and alcohol is not the same thing.
But
you cannot
can
compare
hit
something that's grown from the earth for something that is man-made.
That's fine. But being high
is a great
you
thing.
You might hit a few more potholes and curbs than you would sober.
No, okay. Listen. All right. I don't want it because my job does random drug tests. But
CBD is legal.
That's legal. But I'm just saying, when you under, I'm not even going to say influence, because when you say you're under the influence, you're under the influence when you're alcohol. When you high, actually high stimulates the brain. It makes you more keen. Your senses are more, you're like Spider-Man
Some
when you're
strains.
High.
Some strain. I mean, not the garbage every strain shit, has the garbage that shit, reaction.
Right. The garbage shit is going to make you feel that way. It's going to be like, you're going to be. But the good strain, if you pay for good quality weed, you are going to be
We just went right into it. Let me tell y'all. Marijuana breath test could be official by next year. That's what we're talking about. And I heard a radio commercial that was stating, you know, not to drive while under the influence of marijuana. But here's my thing. How is this breathalyzer actually going to detect weed?
But my thing is that, but how are you going to know somebody's high?
That's what I'm saying.
Random stops? That's not going to make any sense.
Nah, I think if you are driving like,
but weed doesn't make you do that. Alcohol does. When I was high, I never did
that. Invest in eye drops? Invest in eye drops?
That's not going to stop you from breathalyzer, though.
No, it won't. But your eyes won't be bloodshot red.
But I'm just saying, I don't know how they're going to stop people from
They smell it.
How do you smell it? You driving?
Listen. Don't front like you ain't been on the highway. You ain't been on Independence Boulevard. You ain't been on Batesville. The car pass you and you smell that ganja.
Nah, I haven't.
Lie and say you ain't.
I haven't.
I have.
I drive too fast.
I have. Nobody
so you must
else
be
in here
slow. You have?
Yes.
Well, you must
I
have been like
smell
at a
it.
Stop light or
no.
something and then heard it and
right.
then smelled it.
No, even Bestie, and Bestie does not partake in anything. Bestie has said, oh, somebody's partaking.
Right, because I mean, if you stop, right?
No, not even stopping.
There's no way you could smell it on the highway.
Yes, it is.
That's fucking impossible.
No, it's not.
There's no way.
I'm living proof. I'm sitting here telling you.
There's no way. How you could smell it on the highway? You driving, the wind is blowing.
You can.
You must be driving 2 miles an hour to smell that.
No, if they pass you and they are smoked out,
and you got your
vents on, you got your air on, or you got your heat on, everything that's coming through the vents, it come right on.
How close are you actually to the person's
car? You don't have
to
be close.
To smell
I think you're
that.
Making it a little more science than it has to be.
Nah, this shit is crazy. There's no way. We're gonna
just
post,
because
gonna
you haven't
that.
Experienced it,
we're gonna post
don't
that
mean
on page.
It ain't. That's fine.
Post on a page. We're gonna do a poll,
and it's gonna go in my favor.
We're gonna do a poll. We're gonna do a poll because I don't know how y'all can smell weed if I'm at a stoplight. And
two people in the room have told you.
Who? What's the two people? Okay, we had Sydney. Who else? What's the other person?
Me, nigga.
You don't fucking count.
The fuck you mean?
You don't fucking count. Have you smelled weed when you're driving? No, right. Have you smelled weed when you're... No. No. So that's 3, 4. To y'all 2. I don't know where the
Put
fuck y'all be driving.
Put
how,
the poll up.
I don't know where y'all
Put
drive.
Put the poll up.
How... Yeah,
Put
I don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
Because
and
I have smelled it from other
this
cars.
This
got to
be a female thing. It's
no,
gotta
it's
be a female
not.
Thing. Like I have, as there's no way you're
It don't matter
smell.
What kind of weed it is. I've smelled it.
I don't know. Well, yeah, what he said. I don't even know.
Anyway,
there's no way.
Anyway, put the poll up.
I put the poll up.
Put the poll up.
I damn sure would. I don't know what y'all bugging.
Don't come for me like this. Anyway, really moving
on. You gonna get a really nigga. Hold on.
You gonna get a really Let's nigga. Move it up. Moving on.
Really nigga.
Michael Jackson's musical is set to premiere on Broadway in summer of 2020.
I like that.
I think I'm excited about that.
No, I don't want to hear y'all excited about that because last time when y'all was talking about it, I don't want to see no hologram.
No, I'm not going to see no hologram.
I
want to
see Whitney hologram.
I sure did.
Now we got a Michael Jackson hologram. Now motherfuckers want to see this shit.
Well, that's different.
Hold up.
Bruh.
That's different.
Hold up.
That's different.
Really, nigga?
Yeah, we going to get all them shits.
That's Michael.
Because it's Michael. This is Whitney. Michael.
And?
What's the difference? They both iconic.
I don't
want to
see
figures.
Any hologram. I'm just say that. But what I said specifically was I was not going to go pay to see that. That's what I said. I'm not going to pay to see that.
But, okay, so you would pay to see Michael?
It's Michael.
Oh shit! You see the double standard. You can't do that. You gotta be even killed. You
no,
can't
you
say
Me and you
ain't
double
gonna go save fucking
women all the time. So
Whitney
I'm
Houston.
Using mine.
Really, nigga.
Go ahead. Say your shit.
I said men use double standards against women all the goddamn time.
I'm talking about Michael Jackson. Hold on. Oh, they got it. We got an audio.
It's an audio. Cue
can
up.
You play that? All right, let me cue up. All right, let's go. Oh, that's it.
I think that's it.
Ayo, Ash. Give me some shit with some audio. It just gave me some. I don't want to hear that shit.
But you knew. You knew.
Can you tell that was Michael, though?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I told it was Michael.
Towards the end, you know that's Michael.
I don't know.
Play it again.
Hold on.
Wait for the end. What song is that getting ready to start?
That's Thriller, but for...
No, that ain't Thriller.
That is Thriller. What is that?
That's Beat It.
Yeah. That's Beat It?
Yes.
Oh, that's Beat It?
Oh, shit.
That's Beat It, for real? That's Beat It?
Oh, my God.
Hold on, one more time.
Oh, my God.
One more time. Okay. Let's beat it. All right. We got it right. We get a round of applause for us.
What do you mean you got it right?
I said we got it right.
I had it. You didn't have it.
I had to listen to it two times.
Three times.
Four times.
Moving the fuck on. I think this is the last one she has. The question of the day. Uh-huh. Hey, if you had to work but didn't need the money, what would you choose to do?
That sounds like an entrepreneurial question.
It's still a question.
Because if
I
didn't have to work and I didn't need the money, I'm doing this shit all day. That's entrepreneurial shit. That's an entrepreneurial question. I mean, I think we all could agree to that, right? That's an entrepreneurial question. You know, question of the day. Huh? You're going to do what your passion is. Obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
So that's easy.
That was pretty easy. So that wraps up Hot Topics.
Let's get a round of applause for Hot Topics. Done by one time to be fine.
One time.
So, man, we're going to get into our artist of the week. This artist goes by the name of Kamaya Rose. Yes, I mean, I love this girl. I love her vibe. I love her energy. I mean, she always put out great music. So I was like, you know, she had a song out and I saw it. It just kind of, because she always like showing us love on the gram and all that shit. So when I saw it, let me go to her pages and I was like, oh, she got a song called Slow Wine. This shit is how I played. I'm like, oh, this is really good. So, you know, made the artist of the week, man. So this song goes by the name of Slow Wine. Artist of the week, Kamaya Rose, Slow Wine, no advisory.
Bring your body closer. Come next to me, let me see you wind that. Go slow, don't go faster. Take it down to the floor, let me see you wind that.
Rude boy, gonna bring your body closer. Come next to me, let me put it on ya. I'ma go slow, if you're gonna watch me. All the way down, till you can feel me. Jamaican girl, come and wind for me. Liberian girl, come and wind for me. Ethiopian girl, come and wine for me.
Encore.
American gal, come and wine for me. Take your body to the floor, let me see how you wind dirty. Move your body, go slow, baby girl, break it down for me. Oh, I know you wanna feel me. Come over, let me dance for you. Oh, I know you wanna feel me. Come over, let me dance for you. See, my body's so amazing. It feel like a spell. I could make you wanna die for me. Tell me how you want it. I could give it to you. Ooh, boy, I could take you wherever you like. Wherever you like. Jamaican gal, come and wine for me. Nigerian gal, come and wine for me. My Beijing gals, come and wine for me. My Ghanaian gals, come and wine for me. Take your body to the floor, let me see how you wind dirty. Move your body, go slow, baby girl, break it down for me. Oh, I know you wanna feel me. Come over, let me dance for you. Oh, I know you wanna feel me. Come over, let me dance for you. Jamaican gal, come and wine for me. Nigerian gal, come and wine for me. My Beijing gals, come and wine for me. My Ghanaian gals, come and wine for me.
Pretty girl, you know you the baddest. Talk to me, girl, you my harness. Take me back to your palace. Girl, I can do whatever you like. Whatever you like. Anything that you like, girl, I give it to you. Anything that you want, girl, I give it to you. Whatever you like.
Jamaican girl, come and wine for me. Nigerian girl, come and wine for me. My Beijing girls, come and wine for me. My Ghanaian girls, come and wine for me. Take your body to the floor, let me see how you wind dirty. Move your body, go slow, baby girl, break it down for me. Oh, I know you wanna feel me, come over, let me dance for you. Oh, I know you wanna feel me, come over, let me dance for you.
Yeah, so that was our artist of the week. She goes by the name of Kamaya Rose, and that was Slow Wine. Slow Wine artist, y'all know what it is. If y'all want to be an artist of the week, just email us at noadvisorypromo@gmail.com. That is noadvisorypromo@gmail.com. So let's drop some bombs. Let's drop some horns. Drop some head claps. Let's drop some more bombs. Some more sirens. Gunshots. We got a very special guest in the motherfucking building with us today. He go by the name of Young OG. Let's give him another round.
What's good
another
with bomb. It? What's good with it?
He got a song right out right now called Big Blunts with Stunnerful
and
Vegas.
It's slap.
Let's give him another bomb for that. Stunnerful Vegas. Bomb. Hold on. Let's get this Young OG in the building.
I kind of feel like we good on the bombs.
Nah, I love bombs. Let's give him the bomb for that.
That's why.
You know what I'm saying? I fucking love
bombs. He done blew up everything.
I mean, he came with the atomic bomb.
No, you just came with the atomic bomb.
Another bomb for that.
There's nobody else living.
Young OG in the motherfucking building with us, man. No Advisory Podcast. Yo, let the people know who you are, where you from, and what the fuck you do, Young OG.
What's good with it, man? I'm Young OG. I'm from Charlotte. I mean, I come from a small town in Peachland, North Carolina. But, I mean, I'm in the city right now where I'm about to take over. Ain't nothing. And this ain't no secret, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, man. So you got the song right now called Big Blunts. It's Fuego. We done played it. I mean, everybody had their phones out recording it, lit. We got the Fool by Extricator. Shout out to Extricator,
shout
by the
out
way.
To Extricator. And shout bombs. Out to Mustard for
right.
coming through with
Let's
that.
Get some bombs for that. You know, I like the bombs and shit.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on the liquid diet. He got me in heat. Buffalo right. chicken, mac and cheese.
All that shit. But, you know, you came through, you dropped the song with us, man. Let the people know first how the song came about, how you linked up with Stunner, all types of shit. You know, Stunner, he's hot right now. Shout out to Stunner, shout out to Baby,
That's
shout
not
out to
the
BDB.
Intro. That's not huh? the intro that you're supposed to say to him.
What you mean? I was talking about the song. We did that. He was doing that. He did that already. See, you slow. See, you got the punch. I was introducing the song and how the song came about.
We can blame it on the punch.
Young OG.
We can blame it on the punch.
Shit don't fuck me up.
We all lit. We
give you a toilet.
We can blame it on the punch.
Yeah, let people know how this song came about,
baby. Man, we working in the same spot, and you know my engineers like we'll sound good together. So he put it together. Yeah, my engineer said we'll sound good together. So he put it together for me. Mm-hmm. And bro was genuine, and the same coming back because I came in the studio with Big Blunts, and bro goddamn came in that booth. I'm smoking on Big Blunts. Mm-hmm. That's how the song came up.
Facts. So, Big Blunt. So, let the people know how the song came about, but I just want to know, because, you know, Stunner right now is hot. You know, you got the baby is hot right now, representing for Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you originally from Charlotte, North Carolina? Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Peachtree, North Carolina.
Peachtree, North Carolina. So what kind of sound are you bringing to the Carolinas as opposed to what Stunner and Baby is bringing?
Right now, I'm bringing the country swag to be a band with you. All like, right. You can look at me and you don't even see I'm from the country. But if you hear me, you hear my accent. You know what I'm saying? My accent will tell you I'm from the country.
Hey, you damn all country. I'm from up north. He's like, nah, country. You know what I'm saying? He country. P5, what you got, P5?
First of all, ain't nothing wrong with being country.
Ain't nothing wrong with me, because you country too. You Atlanta Peach, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you country too. So
but I'm from Charlotte. I've been here since I was 6.
Yeah.
I'm a Georgia Peach from the Carolinas.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, so like the song was Stunner. When you recorded that, when you heard it, was it instantly like, oh, this shit gonna go?
Hell yeah. Like, I came, like, literally, like, we came up with the song. Like, I just came in here. Like, this, it's smoking blunts. The bitch just happened, just like that. Like, it literally just happened. Like, out of nowhere.
Is it a part of a project?
No. This was just single. Like, yeah, we... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this was some stuff that we literally like didn't plan it. Like I came in there and it was like the vibe we had together. Mm-hmm.
No. So what you gonna do with it?
We gonna run with it.
That's it.
Gonna run like Forrest, no cap.
Not like Forrest, no cap.
So what are some of your like your musical influences in the game right now?
Like right now, my favorite artist is Future.
Shout out to Future.
Yeah. And so I'm taking over like on some Future shit. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a project on the way?
No, I'm dropping straight singles. I'm about to kill them with singles.
Okay.
I'm going to make y'all demand a project.
Facts. Ooh. I like that. Straight singles and
well,
shit.
Well, I'm demanding one right now.
Yeah,
well.
Just reached
for us the other day.
Who?
What you said, Mus?
Yeah, just put the memes on Instagram. Uh-huh. You feel what I'm saying? Start to reach for us.
Uh-huh. I just, you know what? I just asked, Mus, do we need a fucking mic?
We're going to put the gas on.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You need a fucking mic, Mus. Nobody can't hear you.
He talking about you good, but you study talking. Right. You need to get you
a mic. I asked Mus, I'm like, yo, Mus, you need a mic? Nah, man, it's my artist and shit. And he over there talking and shit.
You want to get right there?
Right.
Hey, yo, man, I'm going to shout out to people that you got. You know, I guess a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
Let us know who in it.
I'm
going to
let y'all know. Weed is in the air.
I got my gang with me. I got my boy, my graphic designer, Wade. Got what my up? Cameraman Fair.
What
this
up?
This my manager, Dennis B.
What up, DB?
This one of my artists right here, Wazzy.
What up, Wazzy?
That's another member right there, Grinding.
What up, Grinding? Eat on that Grindin mac and cheese. Smashing. That buffalo mac and cheese.
Well, let me tell you something. Before we started, he said, I hope they don't hear me smacking on this mic.
Nah, your mic
and
is off.
He ain't lifted his head up since we started.
Your mic is off.
And I got the man with the plan Moose over there.
Alright. That's all this is. You know my bombs.
They go with you everywhere?
Bombs.
Yeah, everywhere.
So what's your story, man, for the people that, you know, that you want to know what you're doing and what you get, the type of music that you bring? What is your story? Like, people listen to your music. What you want people to get out of your music and how you want them to feel when they listen to your music?
Like, me, I came from nothing. So when you see me, you won't think I came from nothing. So if you know me, like it'll be, it's hard to, it's really, I would say it's kind of hard to explain for somebody that really don't listen to my music, because I'm going to express all my feelings in my music. I'm going to let you hear the pain. I'm going to let you hear the struggle. I'm going to let you hear me being up. I'm going to let you hear me being down. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I feel like I relate to anybody and everybody right. because not everybody is rich.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
So what's something about you that you wish you could relate to people that you haven't told anybody?
Something about me that... Really, I'm no secret. Like, I don't hide nothing. Like, what you see is what you get. Like,
nothing.
I don't hide nothing. Like, I ain't nothing I gotta hide.
Okay.
He said, he ain't got, listen, man, everybody got something they gotta hide. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of shit I gotta hide. I don't
listen,
want no money,
like,
you know?
Everybody got motherfucking like, skeletons. Like, stay me, away from my closet.
With me right now, I'm all in with this music. So, this is my life right now.
Right.
So, if it ain't got nothing to do with music, I'm not doing it.
Right. I got you. So, like, who's in your MP3 list? Who you listening to right now? You said Future.
Young OG. I only Young listen OG. To myself.
Oh, let's get a round of applause for that. That's a perfect answer. I always love that answer. You know why? Because you have to be your biggest fan.
Yeah.
If right. you're not your biggest fan, then what are you into the music for? What are you doing it for?
For
I always respect the answer. I always say, yo, I'm me. I'm the top five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I respect that.
Dylon.
Listen, Dylon. Y'all not gonna keep coming for my man. Shout out to my man Dylon. I was talking the other day. He's supposed to do the. That's my man. Dylon's my man. He hit me and was like, "Yo, the band is coming back out. I know you in Charlotte. I need you to do something for me in Charlotte." I'm like, "Yo, Dylon, whatever you need, I got you. Whatever I could do, it, I got you." Then like 2 weeks, like 2 days later, like, "Yo, the show canceled." I was like, come on, dog. I was just about to go like, yo, my man Dylon making a band come out, all that shit. But anyway, shout out to my man Dylon. Y'all gotta stop covering my man Dylon, man.
Dylon.
Nah, no cover my man Dylon. So, okay. So let the people know again, where you from again? You say you from?
Peachland, North Carolina.
Peachland, North Carolina.
The country.
What is the sound like? How is it in Peachland, North Carolina for people? Because, I'm from up north, Brooklyn, New York. So I don't really know what's going on. So let the people know who's not from there. What's going on down there in Peachland? Is it like gutter? Is it like uppity? What is it?
It's nothing. It's like they want you to have nothing down there. Mm-hmm. And me, it's like I overcame that. That's mm-hmm. why I want more.
Right.
And when you're there, it's like people content with what they have. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's not how I want things to be. I'm going to change it. Like I'm going to put stuff there to make them want more. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I'm going to give them a better vision than they have right now.
Right.
Cause if they like right now, they thinking nobody from PC can ever make it, and I'm gonna show them this like that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
What's the craziest story you have from being on the road?
Mm.
They shaking their head before you can even answer.
When he almost killed us.
Oh you almost killed motherfuckers. Oh,
we almost just ran off a lift like a ledge. Like,
shit, hold on. I need that story.
Like literally, we smoking and driving.
Oh, you know they got the breathalyzer shit that's about to come out with this with the marijuana,
what
right?
What did he say? Nah, I don't fuck with you if you smoking and driving. Yes, it does.
I just had to throw that in there, but there's no way they're gonna know that you're high driving unless you do some crazy shit.
But that's
what
I said.
Crazy shit right there. Like,
oh yeah, y'all would have got pulled over. They had to put that shit in right in your mouth. Like, oh y'all motherfuckers, hold that.
I would have went my damn self. Like, you need to take my ass right now.
Bruh.
Was that here?
Yeah, we was on the way to Atlanta. We had a show in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And we last minute speeding. That about been the last show.
Okay. 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 You got any shows coming up next?
Right now we trying to book our own shows. That's the plan right now. We booking our own venue.
Facts.
You don't have nothing on the books yet?
No, not as of right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to pull up.
As of right now, we
you see,
ain't
she's trying to make a pitch, right?
It wasn't no pitch. I'm just trying to pull up and enjoy the show.
Pull up and do what I gotta do. I ain't mad at you, though, P5. Right. I ain't mad at you. What
they
you
love put me on the spot.
That's what we do, man.
We put people on the spot, man. That's fine.
Hey, yo, so being that, like I always tell artists, right? I was like, you know, there's like a million artists, right? And this is like the industry, a little fucking peephole. There's like billions of artists trying to get through the peephole. What separates you from all the artists that's trying to get through that motherfucking peephole? That if somebody on the other side was like, you know what, scurry through these motherfuckers. Oh, I like this dude right here. What is going to be your separation from every artist that's out there doing what they're doing now?
I'm original, and like literally, ain't no cap in my rap. When you see me, when you hear me, you know that's what you're getting. Like, you know, I'm the dude that like. Literally, when you see, like, everything you see and everything you hear come out of my mouth, you can look at me and say, oh, yeah, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know I'm going to make it.
Facts. So what's your ultimate goal? Do you want to sign independently or do you want, like, distribution? Like, what is your ultimate goal with the music?
I wouldn't mind signing, but you got to give me my worth. I need at least $3 million, to be honest.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
You got to give me my worth.
I said $3 million.
Need at least $3 million.
Uh-huh.
And like I'm gonna show you why. Like ain't no, like I said, ain't no cap in my rap.
Mm.
You gonna see why I want all that.
Right.
And why I'm gonna get it.
Facts. I like this guy. I like his energy. You know what I'm saying?
Drop a beat. Let's do it.
Huh?
You gonna see why I'm gonna get it. I don't freestyle. My style ain't free, baby.
Oh shit. My style ain't free. I hear that. All right, we got Nobody Punch as collateral. Does that work?
I cater.
Damn, he got me.
Ha.
All right, I got to come with a comeback. He said he catered. I said a new vibe from Punch. He done came with a comeback to the Punch.
Because niggas did smash the food.
Niggas did smash. Everybody done smashed the motherfucking food.
I couldn't even say nothing. I just smiled like, yeah. You damn sure did cater, my nigga. I got nothing.
All right, you know what? I got a question. So, you know, you got the BET Award. Yo, y'all niggas.
Yeah, it's clattered in motherfucker.
I'm taking fucking contact right now.
CBD is legal.
Yes, sir.
That's not CBD, though.
We on this mic. CBD is legal.
This is No Advisory Podcast. I forgot. I don't think you know.
CBD
is
legal.
No. This is No Advisory Podcast. But yo, we had the BET Awards that just came out. You know, shout out to the BET Awards. Shout out to everybody performing on the BET Awards and everything like that. You know, so certain artists, when they have like an end goal, right? Certain artists want to be the best there is. Some artists are in it for the money. So what is your end goal? Like, I'm even going to say 10 years because 10 years I always feel is a stretch. Next year, where do you, from now, where do you want to be at next year? At this particular day, was it 10-19, 2019, 1:21 p.m.? Next year, 2020, 10-19, 1:22 p.m., where do you want to be?
I'll be somewhere in a mansion with my family. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's what it's about with me.
Right.
I want to see my mama out the hood.
Right.
Like, when she good, I'm good.
Right.
Like, all the other stuff don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Because, I mean, you say you're in the mansion. Are we invited, though?
Yeah, y'all invited. You're, of course.
Listen, I want my own room. The shit got to say, see. Hold up. The shit got to say, welcome CEO. And I want to have, like, red. I don't even want red. It got to be, like, red fucking velvet and shit. In front of my door and shit. You got that?
Nigga, it's dark skin, light skin.
You know what I'm saying? So when I walk on it, I'm going to be barefooted, like, ah.
Oh, for sure.
And walk into the room. That you got me, young?
Yeah, for sure. I got you.
Look, he said he got me.
For sure.
He said he got me. What'd you say, Welch? Huh? Let me be barefoot, toes all out. You know what I'm saying? Dark nails not done.
Hey. Fuck it. Scratching up the sheets with your toes.
Right, fuck it.
That's little compared to where I know we going. Like, that's little.
That's right.
If you could work with any rapper or any producer, period, dead or alive, who would it be?
I done told you my favorite artist is Future.
Future. So Future.
Like, I'm
producer
not changing.
Too?
My,
yeah, because a lot of producers in the game right now.
It is.
It's a whole lot. Shout out to Tony on my beat too, who did the track. Hey. Give a ball.
Yeah, shout out to Tony. Shout out Stunner. Shit. I can't even tell you. I don't gonna lie. The producers I'm working with now is all I need. So I ain't even about to. Y'all need to look up Munchie, Glacier, and Zara.
Monkey, Glacier, and Zara.
No, Munchie.
Munchie. Who is Munchie? Munchie. Who was Munchie? That's the name. Who was Munchie? Yeah. I'm gonna look at my weed from.
Columbia. But they in Charlotte. They work at Audio Box.
Oh, shout out to Audio Box. Get around talking to Audio Box. Fuck with that studio. But we also got another studio if y'all interested. My man KB Montiago Visuals got a dope studio just open. You know, he running specials and shit right now. I gotta plug my man in there. So if y'all want some recording, don't do that.
Oh my god.
What are we doing over there? We just dropping a banner. Yeah, just put that up and just tighten that shit right there. Ah, right there. You got that. All right, so
I think it's the word.
Yeah, right there. So all right. Where at?
In KD Vision.
Of course. You can come there and smoke, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Listen, if I say y'all good, y'all good.
Say less.
Y'all good. That's all. Just be like, yo, I ain't going to be there, though. just letting you know.
But you got to pull up and get the previews.
I'll do that. I'll be like, yo, blah, 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 blah. All right, we out. All right, so you know, right? This industry is a big motherfucking industry, right? And I want to ask this question. Huh?
Big but small.
Big but small. Because a lot of motherfuckers know each other and shit. I'm just talking about as far as like female wise, right? As far as the industry goes. Like, there's a lot of. Let's give a round of applause for the female MCs that's out. Stallion, my girl P Fine. We got Nicki, we got Cardi. We got Jazz, Jax. There's a whole bunch of female artists, right? So if there's one female If there was one female MC artist that you would work with, who would it be and why?
I would work with Nicki, because she...
Nicki?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Nicki?
What, she's so lyrical?
I'm not going to hate on Nicki. What? Even though, I mean, there's a lot of other artists.
Man, I ain't going to lie. If y'all ain't fucking with Nicki, you sleep.
No, I mean, and I had the story. I was talking with these guys, like, coming up with music. Shout out to Lou Star. Shout out to the Hood Stars when Nicki was first doing it. I done been in sessions with all these motherfuckers. Nicki is, she's nice. But this Nicki now, I mean, sometimes she throw some little hints from back in the day.
This commercial Nicki, though. I don't want commercial Nicki. I'm going to tell Nicki, take it back to Guwap.
Mixtape Nicki.
Mixtape Nicki.
Yeah, take it back to Guwap.
Shout out to Fendi, too. Let's give a round for my man Fendi. We're doing this thing. But yeah, so Nicki. So why Nicki?
Because she's so lyrical. Like, she going to give me what I want. And right. I'm going to... and how I'm gonna come, we good.
Right. So you take, so you got Nicki over Cardi, obviously.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
if shit. He said Nicki, Cardi wasn't even on his radar.
Hey, I mean, I just like, gotta ask, you know, because Cardi is killing the game right now. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, shout out to Cardi too, but you
Cardi.
Know. Cardi, you a dime, but hey.
Cardi.
You know?
So Nicki Minaj. Okay, yeah, so who, Nicki. All right, who's second?
You making them think too much.
I got to.
Because it's crazy because I don't really listen to women. You know, not nothing against y'all, don't, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, don't.
We might have to cut his punch off.
I was like, don't. I was like, hold on.
You know, none
like, OG, don't offend the women in here.
Not against y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really. You know what I'm saying?
But why not?
Cause what are y'all?
I'm trying to save you, bro.
Tread lightly.
Y'all talk about stuff that you know that the women want to hear, but y'all ain't talking about nothing we want to hear.
How the fuck you know?
Because y'all be talking about taking our money and shit. Like,
somebody come on.
That guess what we doing? We hear you with the finesse now. We ain't got it, baby girl. We know her and Cardi said, so we coming to the crib with no bread. You know what I'm saying? No chain on. You know what I'm saying? That's from y'all
female.
Music.
Not every female is but talking about
I'm saying,
taking money.
But when we listen to her, then we listen to that one. We doing a whole bunch of nothing because of y'all.
Nah, it's because of y'all.
Hey, listen, young OG, I was trying to save you, B. I was like, yo,
because of y'all.
Don't do it, man. You got a female artist over here. I don't know.
Nah. It ain't nothing against y'all. Like, y'all are nice. You heard what I said, like, I like Nicki. Nicki is a great artist. But, like her, for instance, like, I can't put Nicki in my CD player and on my iPhone. Just play her list. Play her album. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Keep going. Go ahead.
But I can't just put Nicki on my iPhone and my Apple Music and just play her album because she really not talking about nothing that I can relate to. You know what I'm saying? But that's not saying that if she come on the radio, I'm not going to listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Mm-hmm.
If you come on the radio, I'll listen to you. But if I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to just look you up and play you. Like, because you're not talking about nothing that I do.
I'll take your save.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take it.
I'm out here risking my life. And you talking about none of that.
I'll take it. We might have to have a conversation off air. But I'll take it right now. I'm trying not to cut you with my eyes, but I'll take it.
I told you, I was like, you tread lightly. So you got the song Big Blunt. So I know you said you wasn't working on an EP or nothing right now, right?
Nah.
So you're just trying to just release the singles and stuff like that. So what, like, your approach to the music, what'd you say?
I can't see shit.
Yo, it's smoky in here. Smoky!
Girl, we said we smoking on Big
Blunt. I see every type of cloud that was described to me in elementary school in this room. I can't see shit. All
right, what was the cloud? Describe the clouds.
I don't remember the name of them. I know one started with a C, one started with an S, one started with an I, but all of them in this room.
CSI, that sounds like a crime scene investigation. That's what that sounds like. But what I was about to get to, like, because your approach, like, every artist has, like, an approach to the game. You know, some artists, they want to go maybe the YouTube route. Some artists want to do the Instagram route. Some artists want to just do something outlandish to get seen. So, like, what is your route? What is your path into the music industry that's different from everybody else?
I'm going to just show them how the grind take off.
Okay.
Like, the grind going to show them. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing else to say.
So what's your grind, man? You got to let people know. You like, show short answered with your response. Like, tell them niggas a grind.
Like, all like, I do is work. Like, literally, all I do is work. I'm in the studio day and night.
Right.
Like, literally, all of us. Like, we go to sleep in there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, that shows that this we want it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? ain't nothing else to it. Like, everybody around me mad at me for not releasing the stuff that I have.
Right.
Because they saying I'm my biggest critic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and you have to be, because it's, you know, it starts with you first. You have to listen to the song, like, hey, if I don't like that. And I was just having a discussion with P-Fine. I was like, you can't listen to people's opinion as an artist if you feel strongly that this song is dear to my heart. Fuck what anybody else say. I'm going to put it out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think a lot of artists get trapped into that mindset of just listening to other people.
Because when you see what the masses gravitate to, it's a popularity contest. So if this is what X, Y, and Z is doing, some people may feel pressured to conform to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You fuck with it, you fuck with it. If you don't, you don't.
Facts.
Word.
I concur. I concur with that.
Right.
But that ain't even it with me. Like I just feel like I just want to have my portfolio so built up so that when it's time, like, I don't have to just, like, make a song because I need a song.
Right.
Like, I could just go pick songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got 1,000 songs. Just pick one of these. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it.
Right. So what we're going to do is, I mean, he got the song with Stunning for Vegas, Big Blunts. We're going to, I'm going to let you introduce the song. We're going to play it. You introduce the song, man. Go ahead, Young OG. Introduce the song.
This Big Blunts by Stunner for Vegas and Young OG. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit dropped.
Like, OG.
2-3 months ago. So we going to get this shit going. On. You know what I'm saying? Turn it up.
You know Big my four times on G.O. Gang. Four times.
I got 20 on my beat.
I'm smoking Big Blunts. Gang. I won't go back and forth with no street punk.
Fuck.
I send my little niggas to beat some. She a fee for the D, make her eat some. I'm a teacher.
Come
find out where you sleep. And they creep. No TLC. They blind and not seeing me. Beat a rapper and put them on TLC. I won't go back and forth. We kill a beat. My little nigga gon' do it willingly. Me and my Glock got chemistry. Gang. We're standing too raw for the industry. Judge, I gon' stand them and won't show no symbols. I got rich, now everybody killing me. I'm plotting on knocking off enemies. These niggas tell to knock off their sentences. Me? Never.
Nope.
Smooth, let's turn it too clever.
Smooth.
The hottest ain't nobody better. I'm heavy and these niggas light like a feather. I'm smoking Big Blunts.
Gang.
I won't go back and forth with no street punk.
No.
I send my little niggas to beat some.
Come
she a fee for the D, make her eat some.
Die.
He reach, I'm a teacher. Find out where you sleep and they creep. No TLC. They blind and I see him.
Get him out of here.
Beat a rapper and put him on TMZ. I'm smoking Big Blunts. I won't go back and forth with no street punk. I send my little niggas to beat some. She a fee for the D, make her eat some.
Yeah. That bitch let me be, she a dummy, yeah. I rap her, man, she's like a mummy, yeah. Smoke on her, get bitches funky, yeah. Running the streets, Paul Bunyan, yeah. All of my brothers, we play with Bill. Yeah, look, we had a retarded skill. Can't wait till your boy get up out of jail. Been at this shit set by sixth grade. Young nigga show like some Swiss blade. We just sit back like a 10th fade. The fuck did you think, bitch, I been paid? Yeah, been on the block days, yeah. Play with the rock, J's, yeah. Make it by the rock. Yeah, I got the sauce, so babe, yeah, I swear to hell,
dead strong.
Run out with the pack, OJ, blow like, nigga, you dead wrong. Fuck it, I got the racks today, yeah, I'm blowing on big gas, give you whiplash when I drip past. Got a big bag, that's a big stash, then I skirt on your bitch ass.
I'm smoking Big Blunts, I won't go back and forth with no street punk. I send my little niggas to beat some, she a fee for the D, make her eat some. He reach. I'm a teacher. Find out where you sleep. And they creep. No TLC. They blind and not seeing me. Beat a rapper and put them on TMZ. I'm smoking Big Blunts. I won't go back and forth with no street punk. I send my little niggas to beat some. She a fee for the D, make her eat some. He reach. I'm a teacher. Find out where you sleep. And they creep. No TLC. They blind and not seeing me. Beat a rapper and put them on TMZ.
Yeah, man, so that was Big Blunts by my man Young OG featuring Stunner to Vegas with I Got 20 on My Beat. Give a round of applause. Let's get some bombs. Let's get some roars for that track right there, man. So, yo, man, let the people know, man, where they can find you at on all social media platforms, what's coming up next, all that, man.
You can find me on Instagram at underscore young, Y-U-N-G-E. O-G-E-E underscore 704, and it's, you can find me on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, and all that. Just type in Big Blunts, and I got a new track called Intro coming out. It's on all platforms as well.
Facts, man. So if there's one message that to your fans, to your followers, supporters that you want to give to them, what is that message?
Stay tuned.
Oh. Stay tuned. I like that. Stay tuned. Hey, yo, man. Let's get a round of applause for me. Go ahead.
Shit.
Let's take it right now. Can you tap me and I put my hand
that's
over
right
there? I meant to do that.
My fault. And I got a big blunt challenge.
Oh, okay.
$1,000 for the best dance.
Oh, hold up. Wait up. You said 1K? Hold on. Must have said, hold up. He got to get that on the phone. He got to get that recorded. Shit. He's like, wait a minute. Go ahead.
I got a big blunt challenge. $1,000 for the best dance. Just hashtag Young OG, my manager, Two Gross, and Mustard. And hashtag Big Blunt Challenge.
Hashtag Big Blunt Challenge. Listen, ladies, y'all want this 1K? You should listen. Sit a minute. I'm about to get this 1K video coming soon. Hey, yo, man, let's give a round of applause for my man Young OG for coming through and stopping by with the No Advisory Podcast crew. I'm going to tell you, usually it's a gang of us, but y'all bought the gang, so it's kind of fitting that the gang probably didn't come because it would have been too much motherfuckers in here. You know what I'm saying? But yo, man, one more time, social media, one more time, Young OG.
_ Young, YUNGE, OGEE, _704.
Let them know when the project, not even the project, let them know the single's out now, right?
The single's out right now on all platforms. Just type in intro.
Not Big Blunts.
Yeah, intro and Big Blunts.
Intro and Big Blunt. I was like, I know you say intro, but I was like, hold on, you gotta talk about Big Blunts.
Yeah, we gotta talk about Big Blunts too. Yeah,
you gotta talk about that too, man.
I'm tripping.
Hey,
yeah.
I ain't got the email. You got the email, send me the song. We ride out with intro. You know, you gotta send me the song. Myself, send me all the prevalent information that I need to make sure that the show runs smooth.
Yeah, before we go, though, I got one would you rather question.
Okay, would you rather? Can we do
one,
three?
Nah, I just got one.
You got one? Okay.
Just one would you rather question.
Wait, hold on. We gotta introduce him to the would you rather. Did we introduce him?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Hell yeah.
Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory.
I already know.
All right. Yeah. It gotta be a spicy one. It gotta be some hard shit.
Spicy?
Yeah, some shit that's gonna be like, damn. Like, remember when we asked Omar Gooden, what should I ask? Was it a short leg or it was some shit?
And he's like, I don't remember, but it took him a minute.
It took him a minute.
I'm going to ask my question.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather?
Oh, shit.
Hold up.
Oh, shit.
All right,
I'm going to give him two then. I'm going to warm him up. Would you rather be with a woman? Now, you got to be with her for the rest of your life. Be with a woman who got good pussy, head game is horrible. Head game is A, pussy is trash.
All right, wait, hold on. You said, I didn't get that one.
Which one?
Was it head game?
What you mean you ain't get it?
I'm going for the head. No cap.
Okay. That was the first one. He said he going for the head.
He going for the head. So you take the head over the pussy?
Head, yeah.
Okay.
Goddamn, we get shit. That's why, if it stink, that's why I'm giving for the neck.
Give it a neck. All right, hold up. What if her breath stink, though?
Now, hold on. Wait. You finna get to my next question, because I'm going to do three.
Okay.
So here go the next one.
Okay. All right.
This is a shy favorite. So the next one is a chick with bad breath or a chick with ugly feet?
Ooh.
Goddamn.
Damn.
To be a bandwitch, I'm going to choose the ugly feet, because I can get them fixed.
Okay.
You can get the toes fixed? I can't go.
But you got to talk to this woman.
That's why I said I'm going to go with the toes.
All right.
So you take the bad toes.
Yeah, bitch, you sleep with some socks on until we get them right.
Okay. What was that movie with Eddie Murphy?
Boomerang.
Hold on. You sex her, you pull them covers back. You going to have you want to have socks on?
Hell yeah. She ain't touching me with those.
Bruh. Go ahead.
Last one. This one's going to require you to think a little more. This is completely different from the first two. Would you rather be rich for the rest of your life, but fucking miserable? Just unhappy, suicidal, just miserable. Or be broke and every day is just the happiest day of your life?
I'd rather be broke and happy.
Facts.
All right. Let's give a round of applause for that. Broke and happy. I disagree with that shit. Fuck that.
I don't.
Honestly, it's all about being happy. Like, I'm not happy until my mama happy.
Right.
And right now, that's what I'm doing for my family.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Like,
I'm doing this for my family.
Hold on.
God damn,
Leo. It ain't me. It's this fucking bullshit ass equipment that we got in. Go ahead. Is it a mic? Go ahead. Talk.
I'm doing this for my family because, like, growing up, my mom did everything for me. I grew up with just my mom, no dad. You know what I'm saying? And I got two other sisters. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I done been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Growing up. Mm-hmm. And this is my way of showing her that I appreciate her for everything she did for me.
Facts. And happiness is priceless. I'm just saying.
It damn sure is.
But it is. But you know what I'm saying? I know that her, like, that's, it's just like me being happy is making her happy, but her, me being successful is her being happy, which is crazy. Like, all she want to do is see her kids be successful. And all I want to do is see my mom happy.
Right.
So it's like, I'm going to give her what she want in two ways.
Yeah. He's the provider. He's using what he got to do to provide. I ain't mad at that. That's what you got to do. I mean, a lot of artists, when they get into the industry, that's the first number one thing. If they have a relationship with their parents or their mother, the first they want to do is like, I want to give my mother a house. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the mother sacrifices a lot. You know, granted, to the fathers do their thing too, but, you know, it's just a certain relationship that's certain, you know, especially the opposite attract thing, the male mother figure. So I want to provide for my mom. So just, let me get another round of applause for that. Okay. Shout out to my mom. I love you, mom. She got me all emotional and shit. But yo, man, we want to thank my man, Young OG, for coming through and kicking in with the crew, man. One more time, let's give another, let's give a bomb. Shout out to the whole crew, man. Let's shout them out one more time. Karen, man, what's his name?
Ron, that's
shout out to Ron, shout out to Griner.
Grind.
Wade, Two Grows.
Two Grows, Wade, right? All right.
And YZ.
YZ, shout out to the whole crew, shout out to Mush, shout out to Extra Catering. One more time for bringing the food and all that. She got the what is it, the barbecue?
Buffalo
wing match. And then the wings is exquisite as always. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy CL McClain.
One time for Pretty Fine.
And yo, man, we're gonna ride out to the song right now. This one is called Intro. Matter of fact, let my man Young OG ride out to the song. So we're gonna end it off with the song Intro. Once again, it's No Vazi Podcast, powered by 104.4 FM. And we're gonna ride out to this intro. We're gonna let Young OG introduce that.
Yeah, this intro by Young OG. You can find it on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out on YouTube for sure.
Bang, man. It's No Vazi Podcast, powered by 104.4 FM.
Punch.
This is the punch, man. We signing off, motherfuckers. Bang.
The perfect situation. So if you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation.
That a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. 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 Ha.
Yeah. Damn, Glacier.
This some DBL shit, man. OG, this motherfucker. Glacier.
No need to ask why I'm mad today, bitch. I'm stuck in the trap today. Made the hands go to work, bitch, and they ain't talk about masturbate. Really came from the dirt, nigga, so fly, I might levitate. Ain't fuck on that bitch, she a passer. I know on her head, she a nasty fuck. Just catch a play, bitch, I been on the field making moves, got on calling me Maddie. Bitch, I been on the seal, me and my dog like Shaggy. The look in my eye, you can see that I'm real. Send them hooded to your attic. When I ice me out a new patty, your bitch on my dick and she calling me pat. Meal on my mind frame, got a year, that's the time frame. I'm the chef, cut the grind pigs. Red bit, little fine thing. Wrist gon' chill, little baby, I'm frozen. Suck on the dick and she want me to cool. The scorpion too, been caping in the hoes. The double D titties ain't where I reload. Little nigga, big my heart up. I said my charge the hit. Little nigga, but I dodge the climb and chill out, put the shooter, call me by the beat. Look at the time, a flicker, the glitches still to me like I'm a stick. Yeah. One up and I'm in the ghost, the mother styling in the red box. The work is coming out the boat, get my nigga cut the fair guy. Care package every week, I feed him good cause he stays out. In the field like some cleats, mind gone, bitch, I'm geek.
Munch on this motherfucker.
Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that, you know. school in session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school in session and we ain't giving no hall pass.
With no advisory, I mean with a talk. Get a plate in the fold, the food we give away to your thoughts. Ain't a thing to get off. Topic of the day, who the boss? Through the fall, we online like we came to the mall. So I'm on that, cause I got a strong back. That's why I put the city on it. Workout is all last. I already run the city. You might need more laps.